Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the Midday News. An obligation to spend at least 9 months of the year in France to benefit from family allowances and the minimum vieillesse, as well as controls for retirees over 85 living abroad. The government is launching today its plan to combat social fraud. In Le Parisien this morning, the Minister of Public Accounts, Gabriel Attal, also announced that a reflection has been launched to merge the vital card with the identity card. Also in the news, a prevention campaign for the safety of women in public space is launched today by the Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin. 5 million leaflets will be distributed by the police and the gendarmes by the summer. A QR code is printed on these flyers, which redirects to the masécurité.fr website, where a police report can be filed. There is a record number of French prisoners incarcerated. French prisons are 120% overcrowded. This was announced this morning by the Department of Justice. There are thus more than 73,000 detainees for only 60,800 places, while 2 years ago France had around 65,000 prisoners. And a parliamentary commission of inquiry of the Assembly will present this afternoon a report on the circumstances of the fatal attack on Yvan Colonna in March 2022. The Corsican independence activist, imprisoned for the assassination of the prefect Erignac, was killed by another detainee in the prison of Arles. The radicalized aggressor, in ordinary detention, found himself alone facing Yvan Colonna for several minutes. In Spain, the socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is rolling the dice by announcing yesterday the dissolution of Parliament. Early legislative elections will thus be organized on July 23rd. The Socialist Party suffered a severe defeat last Sunday in a double municipal and regional ballot. And tennis to finish with the continuation and end of the first round today. 12 French players are in the running, including Hugo Gaston, Richard Gasquet, Gaël Monfils, and Diane Perry. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.